formation into metal mercury. Now, the most classic case of methyl mercury poisoning was in Japan in 1956. Minamata Bay had a plant that was making a mercury 2+ catalyst for PVA synthesis, who dumped their spent catalyst into Minamata Bay. The Minamata Bay then was just a typical little aquatic ecosystem. The crabs in that bay then were contaminated with this mercury. So we had the microorganisms bimethylating, forming methyl mercury. The crabs then, along that food chain, picking up that methyl mercury. And then the people eating the crabs then took on a large hit of mercury. And the result of that then was the 24 ppm in the crabs gave 114 ppm in the humans. And they started dying at around 70 ppm. And the main thing, though, was that there were a lot of mothers took on the mercury. They didn't need to get values anywhere near this where they died, but all of the babies then that were formed then from mothers that had taken on board methyl mercury were born with cerebral palsy. So it was a major problem, Minamata disease. It took them a while to figure out what exactly was going on. And when they traced it back, obviously the company were in a bit of trouble. The effect of mercury, as I said this morning, is as a central nervous system poison. People get the shakes. And this picture here is from a guy that worked in a one of these factories that produced hats using mercury as the colouring agent for the hats. And you can see how shaky the writing is. He's completely lost it.